Well, on Wednesday, the trial of James Holmes is expected to enter the defense stage. The 27-year-old former grad student has pled not guilty by reason of insanity to killing 12 people, injuring 70 others during that midnight film showing in July of 2012 in Aurora, Colorado. The prosecution, which is seeking the death penalty, rested its case Friday and spent much of the last 2 months painstakingly recreating the night of the shooting, often through emotional testimony. The last day of the state's case was no different, and this warning, it may be very difficult to listen to. Ben Marcus from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
The last witness for the prosecution was Ashley Moser, who was paralyzed when a bullet hit her spine during the attack in 2012. Just hours earlier, she had discovered she was pregnant. To celebrate, she ordered pizza for the family and they decided to see a movie. District Attorney George Brockler led the questioning, making sure the jury knew that Moser didn't always have to use a wheelchair.
You walk into the theater that night?
Yes.
When she got there, her 6-year-old daughter Veronica was sitting on her lap. Brockler asked why she moved Veronica to the seat next to her.
Because I just found out I was pregnant, and it just kind of hurt my stomach a little. And she was a very tall, bony child, so I had her moved to the seat next to me.
While she watched the movie, she heard an explosion, and then there was gas in the air. She thought it was a stink bomb. Then she saw flashes and thought they were fireworks. She decided to get out. She grabbed her daughter's hand, but it was lifeless.
As soon as I stood up, I just remember getting a hit in my chest. And I remember falling and landing on top of her.
On top of her daughter, Veronica, who was dead. District Attorney George Brockler continued his questions, becoming emotional several times himself for the first time since the trial began.
Could you feel her breathing?
No.
Could you get off of her?
No. I tried, but I couldn't move.
Moser was paralyzed from the neck down. She was shot 3 times. One bullet lodged in her spine. Another exited her chest. In one surgery, doctors had to remove a piece of her damaged lung. In the hospital, she was told she had miscarried her unborn baby. After months of therapy, Moser regained control of her arms, but she still can't walk. When her testimony was completed, the courtroom was tense, and Judge Carlos Samore turned his attention to Brockler.
Call your next witness, please, Mr. Brockler.
Your Honor, the people of the state of Colorado rest.
More than 200 witnesses later, the state's case is done. Former prosecutor Karen Steinhauser is following the trial. She says the prosecution did a good job of alternating the emotional and the mundane.
Interspersing different victims throughout the course of this trial as a reminder of what happened, and also a way of not having the jurors hear all of it in the beginning, and then the rest is just science and other parts of this.
That includes 2 court-appointed psychiatric experts who testified that James Holmes was sane at the time of the shooting. He's pleaded insanity. Steinhauser says the prosecution has controlled the narrative for the last 2 months, and the case is tipping in their favor. But now the defense gets its chance to call witnesses.
We've only heard really one side, and it's so important that this decision be based on everything that gets presented to that jury.
The defense has at least 2 star witnesses, psychiatric experts who are expected to testify that he was insane during the attack. Holmes could get the death penalty if convicted of killing 12 people and injuring 70 more. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus.
Ben Marcus is with Colorado Public Radio covering the trial of Aurora, Colorado theater shooter James Holmes.